CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature exploring the realms of the extraordinary. Like a lot of people today, I've been thinking about the world. There's a lot going on, and much of it isn't peaceful. And if you spend enough time online, it can feel like everything is falling apart. But here's the thing, it's not. For most Americans alive today, this is actually the safest, healthiest, and most prosperous moment in human history. It just doesn't feel that way. Maybe that's because most of us didn't live through World War I, World War II, the Great Depression, the Cold War, the Vietnam War, the Civil War, or the flu pandemic of 1918. My parents lived through all of that during a time when an infected paper cut could literally kill you. I remember standing for hours in gas lines during the oil crisis of the 1970s. You think things are bad now? We forget that inflation was actually worse in the 1970s, 1980s, 2008, and even in 2022 than it is today. When I was born in 1968, it was legal to deny women housing, loans, credit cards, education opportunities, and pay them less simply because they were female. Pregnant women could be legally fired. And if you were a person of color, things were even harder. In fact, it wasn't until the passage of the Civil Rights Act in 1964, Title IX in 1972, and the Equal Credit Opportunity Act of 1974 that things started looking up. So yes, we do have problems today, serious ones. But life was so much harder for absolutely everyone who came before us. In the early 1900s, the average life expectancy in America was 47. Back then, people routinely died from simple infections, childbirth, contaminated water, tuberculosis, measles, influenza, and things we now cure with Neosporin and antibiotics. Today, even struggling Americans have access to an astonishing wealth of comforts and protections. Indoor plumbing, refrigeration, electricity, heat, smartphones, instant communication, transportation, education, modern medicine, and unlimited information. And though we take it all for granted today, most of this appeared only recently. And violent crime, despite what the internet says, it's at its lowest ever, down about 75% from the peaks of the late 20th century. The way we live now, the safety, comfort, technology, mobility, and legal protections we enjoy would have seemed miraculous to almost every human being who came before us. And yet we barely notice. In near-perfect comfort, we wake in climate-controlled homes, take showers with clean, hot water flowing instantly from safe indoor plumbing, transport ourselves in vehicles that will soon drive themselves, all while staring into glowing magic screens, furious at strangers we've never met. And that worries me more than anything else, because despite all our astonishing progress, we still struggle to see the humanity in one another. We assume disagreement is bigoted, stupid, evil. We villainize and cancel people before even listening to them. Our judgmental assumptions are all that's needed to dismiss, discount, disregard our fellow humans. We have stopped speaking with curiosity and started speaking with contempt. But the truth is, most of us want the same things. Peace, safety, dignity, opportunity. We simply disagree on how to get there, while also forgetting how very far we've come. But if we can communicate and listen, we can together create solutions instead of outrage. But if we can't, America won't decline because of the myriad of troubling but inevitable pressures and problems that visit every generation. It will decline because of simple hubris. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks so much for listening.